The views expressed in the following program do not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.
Live from West Babylon, New York, this is Sports Talk 1240.
Sunday night, July 9th, 2017. This is Sports Talk 1240 with your host, Mike Bibolo. Jeff Guida. Go ahead.
Handsome is officially happening. Hungover handsomeness.
And the young intern slash marketing executive, Justin Katz, in the building.
Made it to another Sunday. What's going on, boys?
Yes. What's going on?
All right, so we're experimenting with Facebook Live.
Ooh.
Those of you out there, Mike Bibolo, Facebook Live. I don't know. Do you have to be my friend to watch my Facebook Live?
I have no clue.
How do these things work?
I think you got
it. Ask the millennial.
Yeah. You have to, so you can't just, anyone can't just watch
it. I actually just got a notification on Facebook that said you're Facebook Live.
Oh, really?
It's a pretty big deal.
All right.
It's a big deal.
So I have like.
I hate Facebook Live, by the way. Where are those people right now?
We're stepping into the.
Into the millennial zone.
You have to.
Yeah, it's 2017.
You got to keep up or be left behind.
True that.
A lot of stuff happening in the world of sports, kind of, sort of. A lot of stuff in a couple genres.
Yeah, not it's like a little bit of the dog days.
A little bit of the dog days of summer. We may or may not be blessed with greatness this evening. We had a exciting day yesterday where a guy by the name of Tino Martinez, ever heard of him?
Constantino Martinez?
Ever heard of him?
Of course.
Oh, you know, you've never heard of him. Tino Martinez, a linchpin.
Pooping his diaper.
Of the late 90s Yankees. Tino, we were going back and forth on some emails. So I give it about a 1 in a million chance that Tino will call in. But there's
you're telling me there's a chance.
Tino said he was very nice, and he said he would come on with us. It's just that we haven't kind of made it to
Tino confirm. From Tampa.
Tino from Tampa.
Yeah, hopefully.
The reason I think Tino would be a great guest tonight is because we're leading into the All-Star break, and we'll get to all this stuff, Mets stuff, Yankee stuff, NBA contract stuff. But Tino Martinez, 20 years ago this weekend, I don't know what day it was, but yeah, the All-Star break, the Home Run Derby, Tino won in Cleveland, in Jacobs Field, won the Home Run Derby 97, and that kind of sent him on that year, which he had a killer year.
Yep.
And if you look at his numbers, which I didn't know, second in the MVP that year to Griffey.
Okay. Second. And Griffey was a monster in those days. Season. Yeah, Griffey was probably a 40-40 or 30-30 guy those days, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
54 homers, I think.
Yeah, and playing a ridiculous center field also.
So that would be cool. Tino makes a lot of sense. So many different pieces of the Tino Martinez puzzle is happening right now. You don't even realize.
Yeah.
At the break, how many home runs did Tino have that year, 97?
I'm going to say 21.
30.
Wow.
At the break, how many does Aaron Judge have?
30. Yeah.
30.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night, Judge, home run derby.
Right.
20 years after Tino won the home run derby. Yeah. Gary Sanchez also won the home run derby.
Right.
If Tino was here, I would say, what do you think about players in the home run? We have two Yankees in the home run derby. I, personally, as a Yankee fan, want zero. I don't need our guys going out there pulling an oblique.
MLB needs this. Needs to attract the fans. Obviously, Judge, like the young guys.
Let's
like
ask them.
Yeah, go ahead.
What do you think of the home run derby?
I think it's exciting for the fans, obviously. And this year, out of all of them, there's just been an absurd amount of home runs hit.
That's true.
And I think that when you got a guy like Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, even Gary Sanchez, I think it's exciting for the fans to watch.
Do you personally, like, say you and your boys or whatever, have you spoken about the home run derby this week? Like, hey, what are you doing on the home run derby?
Not amongst my friends, but you know, it's definitely popular. It's something to talk about.
Do you see it on your social?
Yeah, definitely on social media. Yeah. It's all over ESPN, SportsCenter.
Yeah. Okay.
I think also the hype around it this year. It's just some great players going on.
My inner degenerate is looking up home run derby odds right now. That's how I keep
things
interesting.
That's not your inner degenerate. Yeah. That's my outer degenerate.
Yeah, figured.
That's good. Find that out.
I'm on that one for you.
I'll tell you this much. Stanton is a beast this last week or two. Stanton has like 10 homers in 14 games.
Yeah, you know what? I think that has nothing to do with the home run derby.
But he doesn't, but he's hot.
You know, I mean, the year Cespedes won it, I think he was hitting about 210.
You're right. It doesn't have anything to do
with it. You know, it's batting practice. The guy's throwing 65 mile per hour. You know, besides Bryce Harper, when his dad was throwing curveballs at him, these guys are getting, you know, lollipops thrown in.
So this is kind of like the glamour event of the, you know, of the weekend. They probably have hitting. They have other things besides the home run derby, right? They have
the charity all-star game or the celebrity softball game.
They have the celebrity softball game. They have the futures game, which is today. They have, like hitting contests, potentially like singles and doubles. Do they have that?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't think they do.
I don't think it's like the NBA.
Like, but the NBA. So the NBA, they have all that stuff, and then they have the slam dunk contest. Is like the last event,
right,
like the jewel of the night before the
sure.
And the home run derby is the equivalent of slam dunk contest, right? We could say that.
Of course.
Right? But in the slam dunk contest, no all-stars are in that. There's no top player.
Well, back in the day there was.
Back in the day
it was Dominique and Jordan.
Smoking cigarettes in the locker room too.
Good point.
You know what I mean? So I don't like having my players in a home run derby. I'll be the first guy to admit I love the home run derby.
Yep.
But I don't love having my
players. No, it's a showcase. I mean, a lot of the things they were saying about Judge is because of his swing. You know, he's not a pull hitter, that he might be good for the home run derby. He might need to tamper with his swing. He might go to right field. He might go to center. He might go to left a little bit. So we'll see. I mean, remember that one year Abreu wanted? He had like 4 million home runs and then he couldn't hit the beach ball the second half. It definitely worries. It's definitely concerning.
That's what I would ask Tino. If Tino was sitting here, or Tino was on the phone, I'd say, Tino, you hit 30 at the break. A monster
and then won the
number,
home run derby.
A monster number. Yeah. Then won the derby, and then you hit 14 the rest of the season because he ended with 44.
Still pretty good.
And I believe 140-something RBIs. Yeah. Bananas here in 97. Right. On an amazing team.
Right.
Right. I mean, so he was probably getting pitches to hit, and they probably couldn't.
Probably had Bernie in front of him.
Jeter probably led off.
Jeter probably bounced. Knobloch, Jeter, Bernie, Tino, O'Neill. That's a good question. Gotta get the intern on this one.
Jeter, Bernie were definitely ahead because Bernie batted 3. Tino probably batted 4.
Right.
Bernie probably batted 2. Jeter, Bernie, O'Neill, Tino.
Okay.
Yeah, you know.
Big Cecil? Was Big Cecil on that team?
No, Tino was first baseman.
Well, but he was DH Strawberry. The strawberry on that team?
Straw was probably on that team. That might have been his cancer year, though.
Yeah.
Straw got cancer that year. Anyway, so that's happening. The Yankees are, can we say limping into the All-Star break?
Is that a nice word? That's soft. Yeah, that's
What's the next?
Like crutching.
Hobbling. What's between the limping
crawling
and
into
the
All-Star
are?
Break.
Crawling.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
The Mets are in a wheelchair right now.
Right, Mets are in a wheelchair going backwards from the All-Star break. And the Yankees are limping, crawling, hobbling. Into
big time.
If anyone has any of our award-winning listeners out there, if they have any thoughts of their own on this subject, do you like your guys in the home run derby? We have 2 Yankees in the home run derby. How many guys are in it, Justin? 8?
8.
Yeah, we got 8.
Who are they? I don't like having my guys in the home run derby.
I just had it up.
I want to know what you think. 631-888-8811. Hit us up. Hit us up on Twitter, @ Team Vivalo. What's your Twitter again?
@ JCats97.
@ JCats97. Jeff Guy to WGBB.
Mega following on that one. I post all the time on that Twitter.
Let us know. Sports Talk 1240. Mike Vivalo, Jeff Guida, Justin Cash.
Want me to throw you some odds on the home run derby?
Yeah, let's hear him.
Aaron Judge is 3-1.
Aaron Judge is the favorite.
3-1 favorite.
I don't like that.
I don't like that either. Stanton's 9-2, which is that's pretty good odds.
All right, so
4.5-1.
Okay.
The kid Bellinger, who's having a hell of a season in L.A.
Yeah.
11-2. Sano, the big hitting third baseman on the Twins, 7-1. Mike Moustakas, 7-1. That's the only ones I can find. I guess
Sano
that's
Sano is like that guy who, like, I think he'll get worn out.
I agree.
He's getting a little heavier nowadays.
You didn't
a
like
years ago.
You didn't like Bellinger, huh? You shook your head on Bellinger.
No, he's too light. He's too little.
Okay.
I stand it all the way.
All right, standing all the way.
Are we thinking? We're thinking Judge Stanton. Just skip to the finals.
I don't know how it works. How does it work? Like
it's a bracket.
It's seeding.
Giancarlo versus Stanton. They can only play each other in the finals.
They're on other sides of the Of the bracket?
Opposite sides of the bracket.
So Judge and Stanton could meet.
Yeah, they're 1-2. Sanchez is actually the 8. So Sanchez is up against Stanton in the first round.
Oh, the first round?
And then the other kid on the Marlins, Moore or Bohr, one of those, the first baseman.
Yeah, the big
lefty.
He's in it?
Yeah, he's in it.
Yeah, get the Marlins
against Judge.
All right, we're going to go to a call. Matt in Melville. Matt, you're on Sports Talk 1240 with Mike and Jeff. What's up, dude?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's going on, Matt?
How are you?
What's going on, Matt?
I'm doing well. So I think it's great exposure for the team to have guys in the home run derby. I mean, especially for the Yankees. I mean, Judge is a great face to be in the All-Star game, or in the home run derby, rather. You know, the Yankees, like you guys said, are hobbling into the break, and any good press, I feel like, for the Yankees right now is doing them well.
Yeah, I can't disagree. I mean, I'm a little bit different opinion than Mike. Mike actually just stepped out of the room. I think Martinez is actually on the phone. But I'm all about Judge being in the home run derby. I'm all about Sanchez being in the home derby. I think it's a good thing for
it's great for the game.
Right.
Because you know, you see it in the NBA that, you know, a lot of duds are just in the slam dunk contest. So if you can have, you know, guys that are really killing the ball step up to the plate for the Home Run Derby. It's just great for the game, and it's great for the All-Star break.
Yeah, of course. You don't want Chase Headley in the Home Run Derby. I mean, how about him getting robbed today? How about him getting robbed today of a home run? All right, that foul ball?
Yeah, that was because I was watching it on.
I saw that. It was they were not that great today. Yeah. I mean, Tanaka, I don't know what's up with that guy. He's been doing well lately, but.
Yeah, he had some issues in there.
Let me give you a number, Matt. 1 for 16.
1 for 16. Runners in scoring position.
Really? Today.
Okay.
So forget about Tanaka. Forget about 1 for 16 runners in scoring.
Yeah, you won't win any games. How about when a team has 5 errors and you lose?
All right. So big breaking news here on Sports Talk 1240. Matt, thanks for the call.
Yeah, thank you very
much. We're gonna hop off real quick. We have the Yankee legend Tino Martinez on the line. Sports Talk 1240. We're very excited to have him up on a Sunday night. Big appreciation, Tino. Thank you so much for coming on your live with Mike and Jeff.
Hey, no problem. My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
I appreciate it. Tino, it's amazing. First things first, the Yankees need some help at first base. What kind of shape are you in?
Well, I'm in good shape, but I'm not going to handle the 162-game schedule.
I hear that. I saw you at the Old Timers Day. That's your one game.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I got in me. But they'll be fine, though. They'll be fine.
All right, cool. So we're going to get into what you think of the Yanks this season while we're at the break, but what's really awesome and what I was just explaining to our guys is that the 20th anniversary of your Home Run Derby win, was that the only time you were in the Home Run Derby?
The only time, yes. Back then you had to make the All-Star team, and I made the All-Star team twice in 95 and 97. And I had a good first half in the 97. I was voted in as the starter, but when they asked me to be in the Home Run Derby, I was a little bit, I wasn't sure if I wanted to do it or not, because in batting practice, I just tried to hit a lot of, line drives and keep my swing in order and wasn't sure how well I would do. And, they asked me to do it and kept asking me, so I decided to do it and, just got lucky to hit a few, enough home runs to win it.
That's awesome. And what do you, there's a lot made, and I actually remember some interviews you've done in the past. There's a lot made of the guys participating in the Home Run Derby and then it affecting them in some way. What is your thoughts on that, if any?
Well, I don't think it affected me at all. I think, back then, in 97, the Home Run Derby was shorter. The rounds were quicker.
Got it.
It was like 10 outs, 5 outs, 3 outs, and it's still exhausting. But I think these days now, when these guys are on that clock and they're taking rapid-fire swings, one after another, and hitting so many home runs in the process, they do get tired. I mean, you see them take a break halfway through it, and they need it, but it is exhausting. I don't think it'll affect your swing in the second half of the season, but it does affect you the next couple of days because you are a little bit tired of doing something out of the ordinary, which is like taking, so many back-to-back-to-back swings for a period of time.
Yeah, and that's the thing, and that's what I was telling these guys and what I kind of my new thought is, because I love the Home Run Derby. I love, the camaraderie of All-Star Week. I love it, the whole All-Star break and what they do for exposure for the players and the fans and everything. But two Yankees are out in the Home Run Derby tomorrow, and it's going to be exactly how you explained it. So I don't know if we love that. I hope, they pace themselves so that they know what they're doing. But in the back of my mind, I'm always wondering, you have to have our best two hitters right now come on. I get it that they're popular and everyone wants to see them, but it scares me just slightly.
The game is for the fans, and obviously they want to see Aaron Judge and they want to see, Gary Sanchez as well. The thing is, Miami's a big ballpark, and usually in batting practice, I'm sure Aaron Judge, they try to hit the ball to right field, left field, and, keep a short, compact swing, and the balls naturally will jump off their bats at certain times and go out of the ballpark. Whereas in the Home Run Derby contest, it's like an all-out effort every swing to try to hit it out of the park and, try to, hit it for distance to show the fans, something exciting. And that can be the exhausting part of it. And, you worry about them maybe pulling something because, when your adrenaline starts pumping, you just start swinging harder and harder and harder and you come out of your normal swing and, it can be a little tricky at times.
What's going to happen the first time someone actually does tweak just a little something in the Home Run Derby? Like that
kind of... As far as I can remember, nobody's gotten hurt in the past.
Right.
I don't anticipate that happening, and I don't think it would affect anything because, guys can get hurt in batting practice every day in the stadium. And the good thing is, they have it arranged now where they have a guy tossing them batting practice in the batting cage, keeping them warmed up, keeping them loose so they don't get too tight and risk injury.
Okay, so I'll take it from Tino. He knows he's going to know better than me about my concerns. So moving right on to Aaron Judge, pretty amazing the season, pretty amazing story. We kind of everyone knew the rumblings of the legend of Judge in the minors, but now this is kind of way over the expectations that I think that any one of us could have thought. Have you got to talk with Aaron Judge down maybe in spring training or whenever you're at the stadium? And what do you think of him in the end of the season?
Well, I mean, he's been amazing. I saw him play the last couple of years in Double-A and Triple-A, and you know, it was just a matter of time before he put it all together. Back in the minor leagues, he would hit some home runs, but he had a tendency to chase some balls out of the zone and be a little more over anxious at times. Whereas now, when he gets to the big leagues, this past, you know, obviously from the beginning this year, he just became more patient, more selective, and it's more of an understanding of how they're going to try to get him out, how they're going to try to pitch him. And the most impressive thing to me has really been not the home runs, but the batting average. I mean, you know, he's taking his walks. He's hitting the ball to right field. He's getting base hits. He's just been a great all-around hitter, which is the most surprising thing this early in his career.
That is true. And, you know, every now and then when he has a great, like, game or two, all of a sudden he's like the Triple Crown. He's like leading the Triple Crown.
It's incredible.
Right.
And it's like, his on-base percentage and runs and everything, he's like leading like all, in every category.
You got to let Tino know that that little fact you told us before. When Tino, you know how many home runs you had going into the All-Star break in 97?
I think I had 25 or 28.
Yeah, 30.
No, I have 30 at the game.
Yeah, that's what Mikey said to me before. I don't know if that's fake news.
I don't know if it was that. And then I think it was 30.
Okay.
And Aaron Judge has 30. I thought that was a cool similarity.
Right.
So Judge, again, we're like really getting really excited. Like, Mike, I had to go out and buy my kids 2 Judge shirts, yeah. You know, all that, all that sort of stuff. The Yankee team as a whole, another stat I heard today, 16 rookies have now played.
Wow.
For Girardi.
Yeah.
Now, Girardi does a great job.
He's so good with the young kids.
With the young kids.
Like, anyone that says that he should be fired is insane.
Insane. Yeah. What is your assessment so far of the young guys that are coming onto it, besides Judge?
Well, I love it. I think it's exciting. I mean, there's so many, you know, really good young players on there with Clint Frazier, even Didi and starting Castro. All those guys have been so much fun to watch. And, you know, the last couple of years, the team was a little bit older. More of a station-to-station type ball club, and really not a whole lot of fun to watch. But I found myself this year watching a lot of games. I get excited when Judge comes up. You know, I get excited when, you know, Gary Sanchez comes up to bat, you know, with the game on the line. But it's the energy that they seem to bring to the ballpark every day. You know, when you watch them play, especially early in the first half when they were, you know, down 3 or 4 or 5 runs, you knew they were going to come back. They were going to keep battling for 9 innings and try to find a way to win the game. And that's what's been the fun part about it, is the confidence that they seem to have in each other as teammates, and the goal to win every game. And the way they take the field, if they act like they're going to win this ball game every single day, even though they've struggled a little bit lately, they still have a great ball club, I think, and it's going to be an exciting second half for them. I'm excited about it as well.
Absolutely. I have a quick question for you, kind of piggyback on that. Do you think there's a big similarity between, you know, this emerging team and the, let's say, the Yankees of 95, 96 when you first joined? Is that, I kind of have that same feeling again with this team.
You know, I did. I thought early on the way they were taking the field, though, the way they were playing every single game, I compared them more to the 98 team, and not in the sense of, you know, it went 114 games. I just remember our 98 team taking the field every day, knowing we were going to win the game. You know, want to sweep guys. We want to win, you know, 3 out of 4, win series. And it all started in the locker room before the game started. We were ready to go. We were prepared. And it seems like this team has been doing the same thing throughout the first half. I've seen plenty of games when they take the field, you know, they walk on that field like they're the best team on the field that day, and they play like it. So their attitude, their winning attitude, the energy they throw out there is very, very similar. It's a little bit of both the 96 and 98 team.
What is Tino Martinez? When's the next time we're going to see you around the stadium?
I come up a couple times a month. I fortunately, the Yankees keep me around and bring me up for some appearances, and I'll be up there and just after the All-Star break for a couple days and watch team play, and, you know, just enjoy being part of the Yankee organization, part of the family.
So I'm sure. All right, I'm going to touch on a couple more more interesting things. I have a couple because I can't let you go without having some more questions that I have been building up. We actually have met years ago at a Daily News event at the old stadium. You were kind of doing a Q&A with the Daily News at Premium. Yeah. And I asked, what happened to the World Series ball from the 98 World Series? And
I still have it.
You still have it. That's amazing. And it's like like a trophy mantle area or something.
I do have. Well, I'll have it, you know, displayed. I have it in a safety deposit box. But the funny thing was, you know, I had no experience when I won the World Series in '96. We're all excited, you know, jumping up and down, and we went in the locker room, and you know, you spray champagne and whatnot, and you take your jerseys off, you throw them in the dirty clothes, and then 2 days later, 3 days later, you go to the ballpark to clean your stuff out, and your jerseys are gone. You know, the team takes them back, or whoever takes them. And I thought, so I kind of like, when we got to the 98 World Series, we're up 3-0, 3-0 to the Padres, and about to win game four, you know, we had a pretty good lead in game four. You start thinking about, okay, if I catch the last ball, I'm going to make sure I keep it. So I remember when Brosius threw it across the diamond, I caught it, and I had it squeezed in my glove when I went to the mound, and when I went down on the ground with the pile, I had it in my glove, I had it tucked in there, and it never came out, and I fortunately was able to hold on to it and keep it.
That's fantastic. That's unbelievable.
I kept my jersey as well.
That's great. You know, odds on a first baseman, you know, he's probably the highest odds of getting the last out ball. Maybe the catcher on a strikeout.
Yeah, right.
Charlie Hayes got it in 96.
Charlie Hayes got it.
I remember that.
Where's that ball?
Yeah, where's that ball?
Does Charlie Hayes still have that?
Yeah, I just told myself, just keep the ball, keep the ball. And, you know, if the Yankees asked for it, you know, give it to them, but nobody asked for it, so it worked out great.
All right, cool. And before we let you go, we are talking with Tino Martinez, Yankee legend, linchpin, cornerstone of the late 90s New York Yankees championship teams. Tino, on slightly a non-baseball related topic, you are the centerpiece not only of the Yankees' 90s runs, but also of one of the best baseball fights in the history of baseball.
Okay.
But how often does that come up, the old Armando Benitez story, that whole entire, like, ridiculous scenario.
I can tell you every time I meet, you know, a new group of people at the stadium, that's the first thing they bring up. I mean, it's unbelievable. Amazing. I hear it all the time. Not that I want to hear it or you know, talk about it too much, but they always bring it up. And I'm like, man, you guys, you know, nobody ever asked about a home run. First of all, it's about the brawl. And, you know, it was obviously a great team type thing we did together, but, you know, nothing you're really proud of.
Right.
You know, I'm not, of course, but, you know, it's definitely brought up a lot and showing a lot on replays and on highlights. And so I do get it to see it every now and then, but it's like...
That's funny, man.
Sometimes you wish it didn't happen.
That's one of the days you got a group text with Graham Lloyd and Strawberry. You just send a little, like, wink on the anniversary of that.
I'll tell you what, Tino. In my eyes, you're defined by the home run against the Padres in the World Series.
I appreciate it.
As much as I remember that brawl.
I've enjoyed every moment being a Yankee. You know, and another moment, part of it.
Which I just thought of... before we let you go, Tino, is that you had one of the most epic home runs ever, yet it gets basically not kind of washed away, but like totally overshadowed by the Jeter, Mr. November home run. Meanwhile, right. the home run, bottom of the ninth, two outs, Diamondbacks home run is one of the biggest home runs in Yankee history.
Yeah.
And then Jeter has the walk-off, and everyone remembers the Jeter walk-off, not the fact that Tino with two outs
right.
in the bottom of the ninth.
That's all right. they're both in my personal experience as far as an individual achievement. Those two home runs were high on my list, and even the one against the Diamondbacks, you know, being down two runs and two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Yeah.
To me, that was probably my favorite home run. But of course, you know, Derek's obviously to win the walk off was, the biggest highlight reel of the night. But, people remind me about about that home run as well. So it's definitely not overlooked. Maybe in the highlights it is, but people always remember it.
Good. That's awesome. So that was, we are talking with Tino Martinez, Yankees legend. If you don't know, you shouldn't be listening to Sports Talk 1240, who it is. Tino, thank you so much for coming on. Really appreciate it. Really awesome stuff, man. Thank you. And enjoy your Sunday and enjoy your week.
You guys, too. Thanks for having me.
Tino, honor and a pleasure, man.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Tino.
All right. That was awesome. So
that was pretty crazy.
Tino Martinez gave us his dope. I feel like he gave us a straight dope. I feel like he's right on his stories about Judge liking the current Yankees to the 98 Yankees. I was just letting them go.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a really nice compliment.
That's a bold statement.
Because
yeah.
no one's the 98
yeah.
Yankees.
Yeah.
But really cool, right? And, you know, that the Armando Benitez.
The one in a million happened, Mike.
It did.
The one in a million happened, man.
I told Brian. I was like, well, and then I got an email from Tino. Busy guy.
Yeah.
Whatever. It happens.
Right.
He's in Tampa. So, again, awesome. Thank you, Tino.
That was incredible. I was like a little kid during that segment, man.
That was
the 15-year-old Jeff Gaita came out there.
I had to go. You know, I felt like he was going to be open to me talking about the Benitez fight.
Yeah, that was pretty good question. I totally forgot about that.
I mean, seriously, yeah. As far as baseball fights go, that's got to be number one.
I don't know how much time we have till the break here, but I was just thinking, guys that get hurt in All-Star games. Rick DiPietro got hurt in a shootout. I'll never forget it when I worked for the Islanders. In the skills competition during the All-Star game. So you're right. I mean, his career was never the same after that.
For real?
Oh, yeah. He got hurt. He tweaked his hip during the actually had him on mic'd up. He dropped the F-bomb. And he had him
mic'd up? All right. We're going to take a caller. Chris from Lindenhurst. Chris, you're on Sports Talk 1240 with Mike, Jeff, and Justin.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's going on, Chris?
Love the show. Listen, I was just talking about the home run derby. I know everyone's going to think Stanton or Judge has got this wrapped up, but I was wondering what you thought of, like, you know, the sleeper. There's always that one guy. Like, I was thinking Rich Allegretta out of Lindenhurst. what do you think of his odds?
Rich Allegretta is about 4 million to 1 in the home run derby.
Yeah, I hit that. He's actually looking pretty good this year. I'm glad he finally gets the call up.
He's got zero home runs in co-ed softball, so, I mean, he does play a hell of a left field,
though. Do you guys do a softball home run?
We held it down today. Yeah, big losses, but we can come back.
All right, that's good.
I think I'll go with my sleeper pick. What's the odds on Justin Bour?
Got to be over 7 to 1.
I like Stanton, but I like the hometown boy.
Right.
Because that's what this is all about. Chris, who do you actually like in the derby?
I'm thinking Stanton's going to run away with it.
Me too.
That's good stuff.
What's his odds? Just
Stanton? No, Stanton's 9-2. I don't have Boar's odds. It's got to be over 7-1.
Sleeper pick? Charlie Blackman. Colorado Rockies.
Yeah.
Hell of a beard.
Yeah.
Hell of a beard. It's intimidating.
Beard pick.
That stadium helps the home runs a little bit.
It does?
Charlie Blackman. No, Colorado.
Oh, Colorado. Yeah. All right, Chris. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
Cool.
Softball. Yeah. We'll
you
got to
take care of
analysis next week.
Yeah.
10 o'clock. Call back for the softball.
Exactly.
Now. After the break, we will continue with our first half awards of the season, MLB awards. We'll break down a little bit of the Yanks and the Mets, their player awards, and maybe talk about
any awards for the Mets this year.
Maybe talk about the NBA. What's going on there? I should have been a basketball player.
I agree. I wanted to be a golfer. I want to be a basketball player now.
Yes. After the break, we'll be back.
Bye.
You are listening to Sports Talk 1240 on Long Island's AM 1240. WGBB.
Country Foot Care, official podiatrists of the New York Lizards, have been delivering state-of-the-art foot care with good old-fashioned caring to Long Island residents for over 30 years. Specialists in sports medicine and foot injuries, Country Foot Care can be reached at 516-741-FEET or online at countryfootcare.com.
Want to advertise your business on Sports Talk 1240? Place an ad on sportstalk1240.com and run a radio commercial during the show every Sunday night here on AM 1240 WGBB. Our rates are very affordable. We'll even produce the radio commercial for you. Just head over to sportstalk1240.com and fill out the Contact Us form and let us start promoting your business today.
Unflippable, unflappable, unleakable. The Gust Buster is the only umbrella that won't flip inside out, rip, tear, or leak. Capable of withstanding winds over 55 miles per hour. All of our umbrellas are constructed of the finest quality materials and backed by a limited lifetime guarantee. What are you waiting for? Visit GustBuster.com and get your Gust Buster today.
Stay connected to Sports Talk 1240 by following us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Sports Talk 1240.
You're listening to Sports Talk 1240, broadcasting every Sunday night beginning at 8 p.m. right here on Long Island's AM 1240 WGBB, the station that serves your community. And now, back to the show.
Back on Sports Talk 1240, Sunday night, July 9th, 2017. My name is Mike Vivolo. Follow me on Twitter at Team Vivolo. Follow Jeff on Instagram because that's where you're the most fun.
Yes, the official Jeff, _Jeff Gatta.
JCats97 on Twitter.
What's your what? But you, where do you hang out mostly?
I'm an Instagram guy.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Which is
Justin R. Katz on Instagram.
Flex Muscles Instagram.
I feel like I'm most fun on Facebook because I'm old.
I feel like we could retire from sports radio now that we had Tino Martino.
Yeah, I agree. I could retire from life.
Yeah.
That's probably like my third greatest athletic accomplishment. Maybe even second. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
So we're back, and it's the what period? Of, what
oh, it's fourth quarter,
fourth
baby.
Fourth quarter of Sports Talk 1240.
Pumped up after
the
Tino.
Second half of the second half.
Right.
Of the second half of Sports Talk 1240. We're going to go into the Major League Baseball halfway awards.
Okay.
Now, we're not going to get too deep because, listen, we're a surface show. Yeah. We're top of the funnel here.
I got
we're
you.
We're not going to try to go too deep, all right? Before we do that, we'll do some housekeeping.
What do you got?
A happy birthday to
you. Happy birthday to my mom out there, 61. Love her to death.
Very nice.
A little steak dinner before.
Nice.
Yeah, excellent. You know, family over there.
July 9th is her birthday today.
July 9th today.
Happy birthday. Mrs. G.
Donna G.
Donna G.
Yep. Thank you, buddy.
Also, we got a note that someone else was actually feeding info into this.
Yeah, the girlfriend is always feeding info. She's like a bigger Yankee fan than you, Viv.
Yeah?
Yeah, she watches every game. God
yeah,
bless.
So that Headley almost homer today was a bad, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see it again.
I had just turned on my like the ESPN app or the sport, and it said 6-5 Yanks.
Right.
I was like, oh, 6-5. I go, refresh, 5-3. They took this.
How did that happen? Yeah, they took it off the board. Yeah.
I was like, what? Only rare scenarios when that happens.
Right.
I circled the bases.
Right.
Back. But that's what happens. Anyway, the first half of the Major League Baseball season can be marked among a couple things. It is not your father's baseball league anymore.
No, sir.
It's not Justin's. Whatever, however old
father?
You are.
I would say father.
His father's
your
not,
father.
His father's not much older than us, probably.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's not the Yankees that are just always going to be there. Red Sox are good. They're going to be in the top.
Yeah.
But, like, teams are now, like, we play Milwaukee. Milwaukee's in
the
first
Brewers place. Are the Brewers. Incredible this
the
year.
The Astros.
The Rockies.
The Rockies.
The Diamondbacks.
The Diamondbacks. The Dodgers. Yeah. Like, these teams, like, you know, it's a long run.
Right. Cleveland.
The steroid era perhaps kind of preserved the good teams, because they're older guys, could have taken steroids and still stayed.
Right.
But now it's like, you got to be young. Like
you got to be young.
Seegers and the Judges and all these guys that are coming and are making immediate impacts because they're young and their bodies can take the, like Tino said, 162-day pound.
Yeah, sure.
That being said, what's your most surprising piece, element of the first half?
Aaron Judge.
Aaron Judge.
I mean, I know we talk about him every week. The guy's got 30 home runs. He's got an OPS of like 1-1 or something.
That's
got
to be it.
Which is like a big baseball metric stat. Obviously, I'm a big OPS guy because you're getting on baseball slugging. Mm-hmm. Guy's killing the ball. I look at his numbers. It's like comical.
It's kind of nice. It's
like I'm almost thinking about the Kershaw thing that we talked about. I'm like, this is crazy. Like Clayton Kershaw is 14-2.
Well, yeah.
And obviously, I'm giving him the Cy Young in the National League, and I'm giving Judge every award possible.
In the American League.
In the American League. But, man, incredible. I'm like, when is this going to end? You know, I look like a fool on the show.
And the biggest surprise in the National League might be the Diamondbacks.
Yeah.
The team, I can't lie and say I know too much about what's
they
going
got Paul
on like,
Goldschmidt.
Deep down. Goldschmidt's killing it.
Forget about it. Like, his numbers, you'll get his numbers incredible.
Yeah, they're incredible.
He's a 30-30 first baseman.
And he bats, and he like Tino said, the batting average is there.
Yeah. Well, the batting average is there with Judge, which is nuts.
Which is nuts.
When you hit 450-foot home runs and are still hitting 330, how's that happen?
When you're going to hit.
His OPS is also probably 250 more points than anyone else in the AL, which is absurd.
It is absurd.
It's a big number.
Any given moment, he'll lead the AL in every category.
How about this geeky stat?
Bases.
Wins against replacement or wins over replacement?
Yeah, war.
He's 5.5. So basically, what are the Yankees? 45-41. Take 5.5 wins away. Now they're like 10 games under 500.
Which is why he's also the...
Right, he's MVP of everything. Yeah.
MVP of everything.
I agree.
You know what?
We're not homers. We're homers, but we're not homers.
I tweeted this out the other day, just on a whim. I only find a tweet. I was just looking at it. I was like, man, Judge War is silly at 5.2 at the time.
Yeah.
Because it grows every day.
Yeah,
for those of you that don't know, War never goes backwards.
Right.
No, it doesn't go backwards.
Okay.
So, like, Mike Trout, for instance, like, he's like the War King.
Yeah.
He has, like, every season his WAR is, like, 9 or 10, which is bananas.
Which is
like
ridiculous.
5 WAR
is
considered, like, a really great season.
And
Judge is there.
Right.
Halfway. I can't go backwards. So it's only going to grow. Manny Machado WAR, 1.0.
Well, he's having a rough year a little bit.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, like, he's supposed to be the super-duper free agent that we've been talking about, the Yankees signing.
Good. Let his bargaining go down. I'll take him at third base.
Interesting number. Well, the team stinks, too, but but whatever.
Let him lose some value.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yanks will sign him.
Smart. See? What'd I tell you?
So Millennial, sharp kid.
That's why intern is in the title.
Yes, yeah. That's right. Exactly. All right, so Justin, what do you have as far as your AL MVP and say Cy Young?
I mean, AL MVP, I think, as of right now, it's pretty easy.
Yeah.
I think you got to give it to Judge.
Definitely give it to Headley. Oh, Judge.
Headley.
Chris Carter?
Yeah, exactly.
Chris Carter. Yeah.
Cy Young, you got to go Sale, probably, right?
Probably. He's got all the K's. Right. That was my Cy Young preseason.
Yeah, I know it was.
I definitely did not have Judge as my preseason.
I'll tell you, you can make a compelling argument for a guy on Boston as well, Kimbrel. Kimbrel's ridiculous.
Dirty. Definitely probably will ruin reliever of the year.
Oh, yeah.
The Rolaids relief. Do they still have that?
I think they might still have that.
Is that the award?
I mean, Kimbrel's got like 70, 80 strikeouts and like 30 innings pitch. He comes in, he just shuts the door, man. Could you imagine the day you're facing Sale and then you got to face Kimbrel in the ninth? No, thank you.
That's why they do it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why they do it. I agree. I mean, whatever. It's not that big of like a stretch anymore. It's not going to have these conversations. In September, we'll go down maybe a little more granular.
Yeah.
And the NL?
NL, I think it's Goldschmidt and Kershaw.
Can make an argument. I was thinking Goldschmidt.
I was thinking Kershaw and Kershaw.
How about that?
I'm not joking. Yeah. I'm thinking he's my MVP.
14-2.
Yeah, and they're winning.
Yeah,
and
winning.
Yeah.
He pitches a million innings.
13 strikeouts today.
Yeah.
13 strikeouts complete game. He shut
today?
The door. Yeah, today.
That's an MVP.
Yeah, you're right.
I think he'll get MVP. Though.
It's not a crazy scenario where that happens. I think he's done that before, right? Hasn't he won both in 1 year?
Yeah. Yes.
He's the
fastest team to 60 wins. Like they're just on track. They're right on pace.
How about Scherzer's right there with him? Believe it or not, Scherzer's right there with him. You can almost make an argument: give Kershaw the MVP and Scherzer the Cy Young.
No,
I mean you could do that too. I mean, right?
No, baseball purists would not allow that.
They almost both deserve the award. In this day and age, with a juice bowl, these guys are just mowing people down.
They really are.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But that's what the value of like that stuff.
The horse is what we talked about. Yeah,
it's kind of like a theme of this show.
I mean, yep.
The theme of Sports Talk 1240 is valuing your pitching staff.
How about the fact that the Yankees are without three or four of their major hitters, and they're hitting okay still. It's their pitching that's failing them.
It's tough. Which brings me great segue because a couple weeks ago we did the who would you trade, what you would you trade, whatever. Right. So in the line of Yankee players who are untradeable or you wouldn't trade. Obviously, you don't want to trade Aaron Judge for anybody.
No,
maybe Clayton Kershaw. You don't want to trade Gary Sanchez. But this guy Jordan Montgomery,
good little player, man.
He's got to be up there on like top five guys you can't trade.
Good little player. You know, it's funny. I've been thinking that too. He just gives you six innings. He's good. You know, he's
six lefty.
Yeah, he's a good little player. Is there a little Andy Pettit in there maybe?
Potentially,
maybe we're a little ahead of ourselves.
I think if you look a couple of years down the road, though, he's your top one or two, top three in your starting rotation.
He could be.
Yeah.
I mean, guys who last. That's all it is.
Right.
Tanaka just is not going to last.
Yeah.
Like Tanaka, fine, whatever.
Well,
like,
you know,
7-8 or 8-7, whatever he is.
You said before the season, at least we know what we're going to get now. You know, at the end of his contract, we're not going to re-sign this guy.
Tanaka.
He's done.
Oh, yeah,
he threw
exactly.
a bajillion innings in Japan, and that's it. I mean, at least that's good.
Yeah.
You know, we know what probably is smart not to resign him.
Yeah, these
unless
guys.
Unless he's going to come back as like a six starter.
Right. Every pitcher that comes, like CeCe, if it comes back next week, or he's back, but he had a very bad start, which I told you, he should not be starting that game with the All-Star break coming up. No reason to rush him back.
Yep.
He could have had another like 12 days off. Every starter that comes up, they're big boys.
Yeah.
They're not these little, like, they're not Pedros anymore. Those guys, the Pedro Mariano, they're outliers of what the sport is. They got to be Jordan Montgomery's, man. Tanaka's a little guy.
Right.
He just can't handle it. He can't handle what
it's a lot of stress. 200 innings, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and these guys are, and the batters are incredible these days, you know. Complete game by Kershaw today?
Complete game. 13 Ks.
What up?
He's 14-2.
What a horse.
Absolute stud.
So, if you have anything to say about what the Yankees are, what you think the Yankee players, who's disappointing you, I'll tell you who the biggest disappointment is. That's Jacoby Ellsbury.
Oh, God, yeah.
Period, the end.
Oh, God.
Not Greg Bird, never had it. Right. No, not Headley.
The money Ellsbury makes.
Ellsbury,
I mean, we kill
big.
Headley, but Headley's not a terrible player. Everyone kills him, but he's not terrible.
Everyone kills him.
Not a terrible player. He's a serviceable player, which is not a good thing to say.
Yeah.
Serviceable is not good in New York.
Right, it's not going to cut it.
So right.
Let's hear from our audience going into Sunday night. I know you're all burgered out. How many burgers have you had in the last month?
Oh, burger ones?
Burger ones.
I actually had burgers today. I had chicken burgers today. You know, trying a fetal attempt to be healthy.
I can tell you, you know, you're in a relationship now.
Exactly,
I get it.
Yeah,
I get
exactly.
It.
Yeah, I
keep, 631.
Keep it tight.
631-888-8811. Sports Talk 1240. Anything under the sun that we talked about.
We could talk chicken burgers.
We can talk chicken burgers.
Turkey burgers.
Turkey burgers. Yeah. And if you're a turkey burger store that's out there that wants to sponsor Sports Talk 1240.
What a segue.
Talk to my man Justin here.
Absolutely.
If he calls you. Guess what? Oh, I should have brought something to Tino. Tino is a spokesman for the First National Federal Bank of Long Island or whatever.
Okay.
Call them.
The FDIC. FBIC? I don't know. I think I see their commercials.
Man. Yeah. Tino's a spokesman for him. Maybe that's why he agreed to come on.
Does Tino work for the Yankees?
I think he does special events. Yeah, special.
We should ask him.
And this and that and the other thing. I'm not going to go. I didn't do enough homework on a bit. But
Real Sports Talk guys would ask him what he was doing, but you know, we're still working on it.
No. Well, that's what I said. When he come back to the state, he was like, they have me up for every now and then.
Right.
Yeah, it was fine. He laughed.
No, he was. I think he had a good time.
There's a certain kind of
vibe
that we put here in our half hour.
We got to be a little bit different.
We got to be a little bit different. Our personality comes out.
True.
We're Facebook Live in this stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
No, people who sit in this chair have never heard of the book face. You know, whatever it is.
Yeah. Interwebs. Frances ain't finding that. He ain't going on Facebook Live.
Exactly. We're way better than Frances.
Exactly.
Right? And anyway, Justin's going to get us our sponsors, and forget it. We're taking off.
Yeah, that's it. I'm going to quit my job and just do Sports Talk Radio all day.
Or we can get golf carts.
Only in America.
631-888-8811. All your New York Yankees, because we really don't talk about anyone else.
I was going to say, are you going to mention Knicks there?
I think he's leading his way into some Knicks talk.
I know you're going to say Knicks, too. As much as I hate talking about the NBA, this contract stuff is really preposterous at this point.
It is, but it's like a feeding its own beast. It's like, what geniuses. Who created this? The NBA
I got
is
something
absolute
for
genius.
I got something for Justin. Look up.
Okay.
What did Tim Hardaway Sr. make his entire life?
Yeah.
Compared to what Tim Hardaway Jr. is about to make.
It's less.
Yeah, oh, probably. Way less.
No, we saw it. It's been around. It's like 40 to 7. No, it's 40.
I like that Atlanta's offer sheet was $20 million less. That's nice.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, $20 million less. That's good job. Good vetting. Nice job with the Knicks, huh?
That's like trolling.
Oh, my God.
I thought I kind of like trolling us.
And, you know, it's funny. It's still $12 million a year at $50 million. It's like
we're throwing money out, and, you know, we still got to find a GM, too.
We have to spend. You have to spend money, right?
Justin's rocking a Nueva York shirt.
Okay.
Incredible.
Yeah, right.
Incredible.
He's ready. He wants to talk. He's ready to talk.
He's
Knicks.
Ready to definitely talk.
All right.
Knicks.
So you have to spend money.
Yep.
You have to put it somewhere.
Right.
You have to have some kind of viable product. It doesn't matter. Because no one's beating the Celtics or the Cavs in the East.
Right. No one's beating
the
Cavs.
Or the Wizards. Yeah, doesn't really matter. So
it's going to be Golden State Cavs, Cavs in six.
We're talking about this, how horrible this deal is, the Tim Hardaway Jr. Or how ridiculous is it that that's not – it's like commonplace for these random, basically bench players to get these bizarre contracts.
He's 25. He's Judge's age.
And then you get the James Harden deal. 4 years, 228, 57 a year. James Harden signed for yesterday.
Oh my goodness! That's more than that was more than the franchises were worth probably 20 years ago. I think the Golden State Warriors were purchased for 270 in like 1997.
220
when Justin was born
is more than a lot of franchises
were worth.
All
sports,
the Warriors were
bought for,
I believe, 450, 500 mil when they drafted Steph Curry, which was in 2010.
Wow,
they're worth 2.1 bill right now.
Yeah.
Something crazy.
And when did, like, the guys who all these teams, they buy them for this movie. What did Steinbrenner buy the Yankees for?
I don't know.
Anyone know? I think it's 25.
25, 22, yeah, 25 million.
In
the best one is the Mariners with the Giants. It's 25,000. No, I think it might have been 2,500 in 1925.
Yeah, right.
And they've churned out an entire family business from it. But
So the contracts are ridiculous. What does our fan base think of the contracts? 631-888-8811. We're taking you into the final minutes of Sports Talk 1240. We got a couple more minutes left. Think about this, if you will. Lonzo Ball, went 2 for 15 from the field, and 1 for 11 from three, and had like 2 assists and 5 turnovers. Meanwhile, the other two guys in that game, De'Aaron Fox and Josh Jackson, the draft picks.
Yeah.
I'm not expecting anyone that's listening to even know about that. They scored 18 points each. Were like
ESPN
6%.
Plays the spring league like it's the NBA
league.
Finals.
The summer league.
I see that all the time.
You can't turn on ESPN without getting
basketball.
Summer league.
That's crazy. Like, what the heck am I watching?
Lonzo Ball actually had his, it's not NBA, but first career triple-double last night. 11 points, 11 rebounds, 11 assists.
Really? A bounce-back game?
A bounce-back game?
Bounce-back game.
In the summer league.
In the summer league.
All right. That's
I like his old man after the game. I don't know if you saw the clip after the game where he kind of bombed.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, we almost won. You know, imagine if you would have played better, we would have won. It's like, it's a summer league game, dude. You know, are you kidding me? It's like, this is like someone talking about a preseason football game or, you know, a game down in Tampa for the Yankees. Like, come on. You know?
Well, it's, you know, these craziness. Guys know, he knows what he's doing.
Oh, I think he's a genius.
He's taking a one way. He's choosing.
It's pretty funny. I almost
the way that we would have chose to go about it. Yeah. Probably not.
It's pretty funny. I almost want to get like a big Bola Brand T-shirt just for hilarity
for
purposes.
Goofs.
Yeah, just for the goofs. Exactly.
You should get that.
Well, I think I'd be great in a big ball, like
that.
A triple XL big ball.
Should
know?
We get matching ball big brother jerseys? Maybe.
Yeah. Ball brother.
We could be the ball brothers.
Yeah.
That's.
I'll be the crappy one in the middle.
That's that poor kid. So you have a UCLA, then you're gonna have to have a Lakers, and then whatever Rancho Nocheros.
They're both gonna be UCLA.
UCLA.
Yeah.
I'd probably be more up to get the old man's jersey, like the old man's Washington Husky, you know.
He played.
Yeah, he played at Washington, I believe.
Oh, Washington.
He played at Washington Huskies. I think he averaged like 1.8 points a game and, you know, like 6 minutes.
We cover all bases here on Sports Talk
1240. Those guys now averages 1.8 points a game, gets paid like $4 million a year.
We're talking about getting matching ball brother jerseys 25 minutes after talking to one of the most legendary Yankees.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, we spread it all out.
Gone down the tubes fast this show.
If I can bring Tino back on the air, maybe we should now that we have his contact info.
Yeah.
I would ask Tino about how would we go about addressing the steroid era? Being a guy, like, I don't think it's – I probably wouldn't have the balls or know the journalistic skill to finesse that question.
Yeah.
But, you know
– I definitely think you got the balls. I don't know about the journalistic skill. I believe you got the balls.
But no, when I say I don't have the balls, is because I don't want to insult the guy. Now he's my friend.
Right.
You know what I mean?
He's a good guy, man. Yeah. You could just tell.
Yeah, totally. That was great. But that's, you know, he played in it.
Yeah.
And you look at his numbers.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, we looked at, I think it was
337 home runs, I think I had it up before.
But his years of RBIs in a row.
Yeah.
Like, that's like
consistent
that
player.
Consistent player. That doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen nowadays.
You know what's another thing that no one thinks about with him? He replaced a legend in Mattingly.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not easy. You know, like, this is almost like what Gregarious is doing now. I mean, he's having a pretty good little start
totally.
To his career at the
no
Yankees after replacing Derek Jeter. You know, I mean, that's not easy.
He's putting up Jeter-ish numbers, Didi. Jeter had a little more power.
Jeter had the clutch gene.
That, he had a little more power during his prime.
Yep.
Then Didi. I mean, I don't even know how old Didi is, but he might not even be really considered in his prime yet. But
26-ish, 27.
I don't think he's got the power that Jeter possessed in the late 90s, early 2000s.
He's supposed to be a fielding shortstop. They didn't expect him to be a guy that's popping out 25, 30 home runs.
Well, no, Jeter never was either. I'm just saying overall power. I don't think Didi's a guy who even gets to 10 in a season.
No.
But he'll have the batting average.
Right.
Definitely a bright spot. He was hurt.
Right.
For the first month, but that was when the Yankees were
we were rolling. Yeah,
so
it didn't matter.
We didn't really kind of miss him.
Yep.
He came back, now he's playing, that's fine. Castro, I mean, I love that this has turned into a Yankee show. You cannot.
It has to be. What else did it talk about?
You don't even understand how happy I am that the Mets are not, like, involved, that we don't have to, like, talk about the Mets.
Yeah.
That, because they're not relevant. And the Yankees are, even though the Yankees are, you know, they're, like we said, crawling into the All-Star break.
Right.
They're extremely more relevant with extremely more relevant talent players than the Mets are. Awesome.
100%.
Sorry, Met fans. I know there's probably more Met fans listening to this than Yankees.
You know I'm a Met fan, Mike. It hurts. it doesn't feel good.
But, you know, what at least you can say that you haven't really known success, so that's okay.
Don't know success. we went to the World Series.
Personally.
Had,
oh, well, they went to the World Series 2 years ago.
The franchise overall. I mean, going into the year, me and my brother and my dad, crazy expectations for the Mets. We had the rotation. We got the guys. I was thinking Cespedes MVP. Everyone goes down. It hurts. It doesn't feel good.
I thought the Mets would be good this year, too.
I thought the Mets would be good.
I actually thought if you gun to my head, I would have said the Mets would have a better season than the Yankees.
Totally.
At the beginning of the season, no
doubt. I don't think it was crazy for a Yankee fan to say
that. I thought
that.
We were in year one of a three-year project. You know?
We are.
Yeah.
I
still think we are.
You can see that. We hope that this current, say, month of not winning series.
Yeah.
We haven't won a series in a month.
And won two games in a row since June 12th.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. We hope that's not like a continuing trend. Maybe we get some of these guys back healthy, like CeCe and Castro,
right,
into the everyday lineup again. But there, this is kind of where we expected them to be.
Yeah, I agree.
This kind of record at the break.
I would have signed up for this record at the break before the season. With Sanchez hurt to start a season, with Didi hurt to start a season. You know, with, that, with knowing nothing about our pitching staff.
Our
pitching staff is who we thought they were.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's actually even a little bit better than what
we Yeah, know. Exactly.
I am afraid of the one little thing that we're going to get caught up in the Aaron Judge phenomena.
Yeah.
And that the Yankee season is going to slowly drift.
Fade away, yeah.
And we're going to be like, all right, it's going to be like late August, early September.
I think we're going to regroup. I think we're going to get a wild card.
And just watching Judge's personal accolades rather than the team. I
think we're going to regroup. I think they'll regroup. I think they'll squeak into the play. I don't think they're winning the division. Boston's too good. I said that 2 weeks ago. Boston's too good.
Boston has the pitching.
Yeah, Boston. And they have the hitting. Thank God they gave up Travis Shaw, by the way. Could you imagine that guy in the middle of that lineup? Thank you for getting rid of him.
It's pretty interesting. But that, he was part of
he traded in the Brewers.
Chris Sale. Was he part of the
– No, he wasn't part of Chris Sale.
He wasn't the Chris Sale freeway.
He got traded for a reliever. Maybe he was part of the – if he was part of the Chris Sale freeway, then – it's worth it because
well, yeah.
Travis Chris Sales don't grow on trees. Clayton Kershaw's don't grow on trees. Max Scherzer's don't grow on trees.
That's true.
Yeah, those are the only three guys actually.
So, like I said, that is fun, but I don't want that. I just pray it doesn't happen. But listen, the Yankees are having a great.
We're feeding the phenomenon on the show. Unfortunately,
well, All-Star Week is coming. The 9th anniversary of Christian Guzman.
Oh, yes.
That is tomorrow. For those of you that don't know,
you gotta
check
that out.
For those of you that are still listening, I will tweet it out tomorrow because that's the actual day.
Amazing.
It's the Christian Guzman. Justin, view it, share it with your friends.
Literally one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life.
The Sports Sizzle on YouTube. That is my personal affiliated. Now, I wouldn't say personal, but that's my YouTube channel. It's affiliated. Loosely affiliated with here with Sports Talk 1240.
Yep.
We do some things that kind of carry over. Many, many years ago when the All-Star game was at the old Yankee Stadium, in the final year of the old Yankee Stadium, I was given the opportunity to ride in the parade. So tomorrow's the All-Star red carpet parade.
Yep.
That goes up and down whatever street, whatever
Miami,
city,
yeah.
Whatever, in Miami, A1A, whatever, Ocean Avenue. That'd be pretty cool, by the way.
That wouldn't be too bad.
Yeah, no. And it was up 6th Avenue in the city in 2008 when it was in at Yankee Stadium, and I got to ride my brother and I in the truck for Christian Guzman, who that was a Washington National.
He finagled his way into the truck, but it gets better.
Second baseman, somehow, some way, Christian Guzman doesn't show up. We get to ride in the back of the truck as Christian Guzman.
Yeah, people think he's Christian Guzman. By the way, I don't know if Justin, you know, who Christian Guzman is or what he looks like.
So people, Christian Guzman,
I'm not sure what he looks
Dominican
like.
Dominican shortstop or something like that.
Yes.
So
you look a little bit like
him. Yeah, very much like a Dominican shortstop.
So. That being said, people who didn't know who he was thought I was him, and da da da.
Amazing,
amazing things ensued. It's all on video. Go to the YouTube.
You sign any autographs?
Watch the video.
Possibly
watch the video.
Yeah.
I was rooting balls.
Yeah,
they were signed by like all the All Stars.
Yeah,
maybe there's a little scribble. I wasn't signing Christian Guzman. I wasn't signing Mike Vivo. I was just kind of scribble.
Yeah, the
X. Yeah. To a kid, that's still fine. Whatever.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Then I stopped. Then my brother.
I mean,
probably
stopped. That's literally an epic story.
I got a ball on that. During that, like, the kids were throwing them to me in the back of the truck, and I got it, and it said, like, Pujols, like, Jeter, and I was like, you know what?
I'm not signing your ball.
Yeah, and I threw it back.
You literally desecrate the ball.
Yeah.
Now they hate Christian Guzman because they don't think he signs autographs.
No, I tell you what, though. They were loving me as Christian Guzman because all the other players weren't doing anything.
Yeah.
And I was the one being like,
He might have been hamming it up.
I was
slightly.
Slight ham.
Yeah.
So, listen, the sports.
You guys got to check that out, man. Anyone who's listening, all 26 of you, we're lucky.
There's going to be some more videos that come out. Jeff and I at the Landon Collins.
Oh, that was fun. Yeah.
Jeff and I at the Landon Collins charity softball game from last month. We're going to save that's going to be launched.
Football season?
Yes. Maybe preseason or maybe like the first game.
Yep.
Maybe opening weekend of football.
Thank God football's coming soon.
Yeah.
I tell you. I mean, people are probably getting sick of us talking about the Yankees.
Can you believe that? We're a month away from heavy football conversation.
Yeah, we're
pretty awesome.
We're a month away from us talking about the Giants, not the Yankees.
Yes.
And the Jets and the Mets just take the back seat once again.
And the Ohio State University.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go Buckeyes.
Not to be let down.
True that.
Who's going to win the Heisman this year?
Wow, that's a great question.
Come on, man.
You know what? Give me the kid from Wyoming. Give me Josh Allen on Wyoming.
We spanned everything. You see?
Give me the. You know, I'm just going to give you a random quote. You know, they're saying he might be the first pick, not the kid from USC.
What position is he?
He's a quarterback. Snubbed by Nebraska.
What about the USC quarterback for Heisman?
Yeah, he's a good player. I can't think of his name right now, but he's a good player.
Yeah, Matt.
God, the Jets. I can't. How do I not know his name? I'm like Joe College Football. This is when I've had 14,000 concussions.
Sam Darnold.
Yeah, Sam Darnold. He's a ginger, too.
Future Jet, question mark?
Yeah.
We haven't had the best pass with
that's the
USC
type of guy that reminds me of that. Remember Matt Flynn? Was it Matt Flynn who had
we're going to win the toss, and you mean Matt Flynn that said we're going to take the ball and win the game?
And we're going to win the game? Yeah. I don't know.
No, that was Hasselbeck.
Matt Flynn. Man, when the Packers were
my hangover showing
one.
Right now.
In fact, Packers were like 14-1. Matt Flynn played the last game.
Yeah.
Instead of Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, and he lit it up.
He lit him up, and then he got like a huge deal, and then he did nothing with the Seattle.
Yeah.
That's what Sam Darnold reminds me of, because he had that huge Rose Bowl game, and everyone is sweating this guy now, and we'll see what happens. Anyway.
He's still got a big season ahead of him.
We've made some leaps and bounds here. We've been all over the map here on Sports Talk 1240 this evening.
Yes.
We welcomed in Yankee legend Tino Martinez, which was fantastic.
Yes.
Really cool. Good dude. I think we're going to go into... I guess we'll still do baseball next week.
Next go around.
Because we're pretty
soon. Should I get Catalanato lined up one of these days?
Should we get Frank Catalano? Where are you? Frank Catalano, you got bigs twos to fill, man.
Yeah,
Tino
exactly.
Martinez.
That's a good point.
We know we can ask Frank if he's ever been on first base and talk to Tino. I'm sure he has.
Oh, sure.
Totally.
Yeah, they played in the same era.
I should ask Tino who's his favorite guy.
Catalano's a little younger, but they played in the same era for sure. Catalano's like 4 or 5 years older than us. But then again, Tino's not that much older than us.
I don't think that different.
That's a good point. Forget how old we are sometimes.
More NBA nonsense next week?
Yeah.
I guess. We'll see. I hope. I mean, that's fun.
Maybe Melo's gone?
Ooh.
Maybe they'll sign Mark Jackson Jr. to a $4 billion deal, too. Who knows?
Penny Hardaway Jr.? Two Hardaway Jr.'s. So we'll see what happens. It is the dog day of summer. I appreciate everyone staying with us right here on Sports Talk 1240. We're going to come up with some good stuff.
Yeah, football season is really going to
be awesome. Football season is going to be awesome.
We got all those giant contacts now. Now that your buddies with Evan Ingram.
We're going to have on the show.
Throwing donuts at people.
We're going to have LeVar Ball on the show. We're going to have Conor McGregor on the show.
Conor McGregor.
I'll tell you, after getting Tino, I believe in anything now. I'm starting to believe in you.
You just do it the right way. You be polite. And you don't go after. Like, Tino Martinez to us is like, oh, my God. My family was like, this is unbelievable.
Yeah.
But to Tino, he's just like, oh, cool. You know,
regular guy.
Yeah, regular, nicest guy in the world. Like, why not?
Sure.
So that's cool. But we'll have some fun.
Little kid I was that during the segment.
Remember to run it back tomorrow. I was at that game, Tino Martinez, the game one of the 98 World Series.
Nice.
In the bleachers. Ball went over my head into the upper deck, the Grand Slam.
Nice.
Set the tone.
That did set the tone.
The Yankees won. Check this out. This is what something that you'll never know. I believe it was 12 World Series games in a row. Maybe even 13.
Okay.
The last four in 96. 498, 499, and then like game one against the Mets in 2000.
Right.
13 World Series games in a row.
Wow.
Tino Martinez was part of all of those.
Everybody, have a good night.
Sports Talk 1240. We'll be with you again in 2 weeks. For Mike Bibolo, Jeff Guida, Justin Katz, everyone have a great Sunday night.
Program did not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.